Our guest at the cafe this morning is economist Dr. Dale Funderburk. Dale, good morning.
Good morning.
Dale, long associated with A&M Commerce and East Texas State, and now enjoying retirement. And you are enjoying it, right, Dale?
I am. As a matter of fact, if COVID would go away, so I could just get out and see the world, and I'd like it a lot better. But.
Yeah, Dale's and his wife do a lot of traveling, and I know you'll do that again before too much longer.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I saw an article, and this was out of San Antonio, about looking ahead to 2021, and in particular, the manufacturing industry, and what to anticipate. And it's kind of a mixed bag there. And, of course, they're talking about San Antonio, but I think a lot of this would be applicable all over Texas.
Absolutely it is, yes.
Yeah, and, of course, that you had major cuts in workforce back in the spring because of the coronavirus situation. This article is predicting that's not going to bounce back real quickly. And one thing that we've already seen and we will see more of, Dale, it would seem, is more automation.
Absolutely, and as a matter of fact, as we do more and more things remotely there, that after you've done it for a year, even for many who had resisted it up to that point, you become accustomed to it, and those things have a lasting effect. So we talk about going back to the norm. There will be, in many cases, a new norm.
Mm-hmm. And this probably was coming anyway, to some extent.
It was, but again, COVID did very much accelerate the process.
Yeah. They talk about, of course, San Antonio has a big Toyota plant down there, which is a major contributor to their economy. Toyota's on track to complete a $391 million investment in that truck plant, and part of that will be new technology that will let the plant automatically identify any malfunctions in the assembly line. So that's the kind of thing that we're going to see more of.
Yeah, one of the things which happens there is that when you have, like we had such a major, major disruption in labor function, and that part of the supply chain there will, especially large companies that can afford the investment, they find ways to work around that. And those will have a very lasting impact, a permanent impact.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dr. Dale Funderburk, economist, longtime with A&M Commerce, now retired. But there's some positive aspects of this as well. The operator of the Weisram and Shea Alamo Ironworks in San Antonio, they say it's going to be slow the first half of 2020, but they're expecting things will come back strong in 2021, the second half of 2021. Talk a lot about Seguin in here, which is a smaller town near San Antonio, and how it's really bouncing back in terms of some industries. One is called Coffee Tech. It's an instant coffee manufacturer. Another's called United Alloy, a metal fabricator, and these are going strong in Seguin. And Dale, of course, here in Commerce, we had some good news, I think, recently with the Huaru plastic pipe plant coming in. This is a Chinese manufacturer, but coming in and bringing some jobs.
We do, and as I was saying, with the saying of we do have a global economy there, which is in many ways both a good news, bad news thing. It is good news, and it gives greater opportunities, allows for greater efficiency, but it puts on real cost pressure when you have that kind of competition.
So that Huaru plant, I'm not saying it probably very well, Huaru, is already running to some extent, but is expected to be up and running fully here before the year is very very old. We talked about another article by Mike Cox, SMU economist, here recently, and there was some of the things having to do with regulations in Texas that he took issue with. One of the things he talked about was the incentives that are given to industry to come in, and his point of view is that that's great for big business, but it doesn't necessarily translate down to small business, and maybe doesn't create the advantages for communities that people think that it will.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Michael Cox has argued long that on so many of these things that we have, for example, in Texas, a Texas Enterprise Fund and all that does give subsidies, but it is a large business is all, and that for the average taxpayer, you get very little bang for the buck on that. There's a high cost, but it's dispersed very widely, but the benefits are very concentrated in very few cases.
Well, I wonder if that could be expanded to provide incentives for small businesses as well. That's something that might be discussed.
Yeah, that again, generally the economies have been such that that doesn't happen. If you want to build a zillion-dollar sports arena there, you're able to do those things by getting the huge base to kick into it. In the smaller cases, though, the economics of scale doesn't work so well.
Well, the legislature's meeting this year. It could be possible. Topic of conversation. We'll see. Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line again this morning.
Well, I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Dr. Dale Funderburk, and you are starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.